Everybody, welcome to my podcast, Coffee and Pages. I am your host, Daryl the author. Good morning, good night, good evening, whatever time you are listening, whatever coast you're in. What's up? Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for tuning in. So, let's get into it, man. Today has been a very productive week so far. I had the opportunity to be on two different platforms. Two amazing black women who I do consider to be friends. And I would love to, you know, see things go further and not only their development with their platform, but just the relationship is overall. So yeah, man, first thing first, I had the opportunity to hop on my girl Queen Nation, Kiana, her platform on Facebook, where she interviewed me, an author. You know, she asked me some questions about, you know, my writing process and asked about my books, Barney, The Born Barumpus and Babs to the Rescue. And it was just an organic conversation. You know, nothing was scripted. You know, we didn't rehearse, you know, beforehand. It was just an honest and open conversation, which to me are the best. You know, you go into it, you answer questions, you laugh, you cry, you make jokes, and everybody, you know, leaves with a better understanding of each other. So that was extremely dope, man. I'll plug you into her Facebook when I post, you know, this podcast. But then secondly, I had the opportunity to speak with Brittany. Her IG handle is Bundleless Divine, where she does story time. Sometimes she does it by herself, sometimes she with her mother. Her mother's an amazing woman, love her to death, very, very funny, very energetic. But she read both my books live with me. Well, not with me, I was live with her on Instagram Sunday evening. And first she read Barney, then she read Babs. And, you know, same situation, you know, we had a dialogue, couple of Q&A's, people who were listening, people who were actually tuning in on Zoom kind of chimed in as well, asking questions as well. And definitely honored, definitely, you know, just amazed by how perfect and amazing everything was. And, you know, and that goes to both platforms, both Kiana and also Brittany. You know, so I want to take the time again to say thank you for allowing me to be on your guys' platform. Hat goes off to you guys. Kudos. But yeah, man, it was an amazing, beautiful, beautiful time with beautiful people and genuine conversations and organic. There's nothing like an organic, non-rehearsed conversation. Could you get the raw? Like, you get the real deal. There's nothing scripted, nothing rehearsed. You know, there's nothing talked about prior before they hit the record button. So definitely, man, I would love to do more interviews in the future. This is my first, you know, taste of it. So thank you again for allowing me to be on your guys' platform. Once I figure out what I'm doing when it comes to Coffee and Pages, I would love to have the both of you on my platform as well. I have to get the kinks worked out. I might have to switch it to a different type of thing that I'm using, but I'll get it all worked out. But yeah, anyway, man, I wanted to answer a question. A lot of people would hit me up wanting to know, what do I do outside of writing? When I'm not writing, when I'm not thinking about a book, when I'm not coming up with ideas, when I'm not coming up with characters, what exactly do I do in my spare time? So, besides being a father, besides being a husband, besides being in school for real estate, I love music. I have a love and a deep passion for music. Not one particular genre, because I can hop back and forth. But yeah, man, I love music, man. I love to indulge, and I love jazz. I love classical music, to the core. Of course, R&B. I love my hip-hop. But I'm an old-school fool, man. So Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Mighty OJs, Temptations, all of them, man. The Supremes, you know, you name it, Soccer Con, Anita Baker. I listen to it. I have my playlists already created. I'm buying stuff here and there. But yeah, music to me is near and dear to my heart. I believe besides food, music can bring people together. Definitely. It's something about when you're having a bad day and you cannot get out of your funk. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter who you talk to. Doesn't matter who you're around. You can listen to that one song. Not even the whole song. The first verse. First couple keys. And you're instantly back to normal. Maybe even better than ever. But yeah, that's what I do, man. You know, I listen to music. Somebody asked me, do I play video games to kind of relax myself and prepare myself for my next book or my next thing that I'm writing? And you know what? I do not have a game system. Don't have one. Not saying that I wouldn't want one in the future, but as of right now, I don't have one. I mean, I have a 4-year-old and I have a 9-month-year-old. That's all the game I need. Chasing them around, making sure nobody put nothing inside their mouth, making sure everybody's fed. You know, my youngest has changed, burped. You know, and since, you know, COVID, we're all stuck inside a house anyway. So the last thing I need to do is be glued to TV, playing video games, trying to, you know, wait out the pandemic. So, not gonna happen, not at all. But yeah, man, then somebody else wanted to know, do I plan to keep writing children's book, or do I see myself in the future? Let me read this real quick. Do I see myself in the future venturing out to other genres? And that's a great question. Great question. You know, you guys know that I have been, or I'm done with writing this bully story, at least the first story part of it, the first quarter of it, maybe 4 different books, but I'm done with the first one. I do want to do something in the horror game. You know, I love horror films. I definitely do feel that I could hop into that R.L. Stein, Stephen King lane and kind of make it my own. You know, matter of fact, I've been jotting down some ideas for a story. I'm going to probably end up changing the name, so I'll just say the name right now. So the name of the book, or the name of the screenplay, whatever happens first, is called Welcome User 26. Welcome User 26. As you can tell by the title, it has to deal with online, you know, maybe like a chat room thingy, maybe something like whatever. But User 26, that's the guy's handle, and let's just say it involves a high school, a bunch of popular kids, and then there's the one guy that's kind of, you know, stands alone. Nobody really talks to him. But then there's a janitor that no one talks to either. So you don't really know, in my opinion, with my book, you don't really know who to look out for. There's so many characters, and I'm going to have the chance to develop all these characters as the story progresses. But it definitely will be, you won't know what's going to hit you. You think you might know, but I'm going to come back around and smack you. I'm like, nah, that ain't it. Keep reading. That's not it. Not it at all. Yeah, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coffee and Pages. I am your host, Daryl the author. Once again, it's always a pleasure. Thank you guys for listening to me ramble and just talk about what was on my mind. And yeah, man. Oh, once again, I am doing freelance writing. I'm a ghostwriter. So if you have an idea for a book, or you're too busy to write it, please let me do it for you for a fee. And it's your book, your characters, all that good stuff. We have the right to it and all that. I'm just going to write it for you. But all that is on my website. Once again, everything is in my bio. Just click on it and you can link at my website. You can find my books there, my podcast there, whether Spotify, Apple, Google Play, whatever you're using to listen to your podcast. And also, last but not least, my services on Fiverr, the app, as a ghostwriter or freelance writer. So thank you again for tuning in. Another episode of Coffee and Pages. Go ahead and warm up that coffee pot. Grab some paper, grab a pen. Let's get to it. Guys, take it easy.